At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new Garda station at City West is being considered following the recent riots. We're joined now by Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Pat.
How is that area currently policed then?
So there's long been criticism that the area around City West, so basically the town of Saggart, is under police, that they have to rely on policing from a small station in nearby Ratcool. That's not a full-time station and lacks interview rooms and cells and other kind of modern amenities. So local representatives and business owners and residents have long been calling for a Garda station to serve the area of Saggart, and as you mentioned there, it is now seems on the cards that one might be opened on the grounds of the site in City West.
So is the idea that within the site that has been bought by the government, including the hotel and the surrounding lands, that Garda station would actually be built there from scratch, or is there a premises associated with it in some way that could be used?
I think under these very preliminary plans, the idea is to use the substantial part of the substantial amount of undeveloped space in the City West grounds for the construction of a new modern 24-hour Garda station. So that's a 120-acre site, a very, very big site. 50 of those acres are currently undeveloped, and obviously there's the large hotel there and a number of other buildings and a gym and a restaurant, I believe, on the site. So there is plenty of space for a Garda station. So even aside from all the recent violence and alleged incidents, the site would be a logical place for a Garda station, since the state last month finalised the completion of the site for, I think it was €128 million. So it's purely from a logistics and a cost basis, it makes sense to house a station there for the Saggart area. Well, it would also cover Newcastle as well, I imagine.
Now, the locals also want someday that the whole complex would be returned to them as a local amenity. In other words, we want our hotel back, and so on and so forth. So anything that would be done, the locals probably wouldn't want it to be an inhibitor to the ultimate realisation of their long-term dreams of getting a hotel back.
Yeah, and you know, that's obviously one of the controversies of the state buying this. You know, it's the loss of an amenity to the local area, even though it has been, the City West premises itself has been rented in its entirety by the state since 2020, first for COVID-19 testing, then vaccination, then with the war in Ukraine and the surge in asylum seekers, it was quickly converted into an IPAS centre stroke housing for Ukrainian refugees. So the local community has been asking nearly as, I suppose, compensation, for want of a better word, to, okay, you've bought this land, at least use some of it to develop local amenities, not just the Garda station. You know, they say they need a library, they need kind of a community centre, so why not give back to the community in this way? Because it does seem like asylum seeker numbers have dropped dramatically this year. I think they're down by 40%, but they're still very, very high compared to, say, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So it seems quite unlikely, in my view, that the hotel would be returned to hotel use.
The question of its ownership now is with the Minister for Justice. Has the Department of Justice indicated a willingness to offer some of the land up for such a construction? And in whose gift would be the decision? Would it be in the Commissioner's gift or a Cabinet decision? And also, who'd pay for it?
So this was discussed at the a meeting between the Department of Justice's community engagement team. This is a team that kind of goes around the country and meets with communities and local representatives when they are opening a new IPAS centre and tries to kind of dispel misinformation and allay concerns and open up those communication channels, which has been a criticism in recent years. They held a meeting with local representatives on Tuesday morning where this was discussed, and the department officials indicated a willingness to, I suppose, I don't know if donate is the right word, but to hand over a parcel of land on the City West site to An Garda Síochána for the development of a Garda station. But Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly is the accounting officer for An Garda Síochána, so it will be up to him to staff it, it'll be up to him to take them up on the offer in the first place, and then decide if he does how to staff it. Will it be on a 24-hour basis? I don't know if it requires the handing over of money. I don't believe so. I think that the land would still be in the state's ownership, but it would be up to the guards to decide how to use it.
All right, Conor Gallagher, Crime and Security Correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.